Back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILA.
Welcome back. Jack Eblin here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show. Time for our prep football roundtable. Scott Eckersley was out at Grand Ledge last night for the Holt game, and Andrea Nelson was out at Mason for Sexton Mason with me. Scott, from what you saw, Grand Ledge clearly the best team in the CAC Blue, or could either team have won that game?
I would have to say Grand Ledge is easily the best team. From when I got there at halftime, the whole second half, Holt had a bunch of trouble moving the ball. So I agree with what Coach Bird was saying. Going forward on fourth down there, playing the odds, Holt was struggling to get first downs. So back him up that far. They had the 73-yard pass, which is a great pass. Just barely got it over the defender.
Right.
Could have been a huge play, but Grand Ledge pretty much controlled this very physical game, and Grand Ledge can match up with Holt size-wise this year, and they are a very, very good team.
Well, you know, with Grand Ledge, they have a very workmanlike, not saying methodical, I mean, they just have this certain confidence about them when they're on the field that I've more so than I've ever seen from a recent high school team. They're not these, you know, kids that can go 80 yards just like that. They don't have a bunch of flyers out there. They don't have a lot of extraordinary athletes, but they are well coached and they get it done. They stay within their limitations. That's what strikes me about Grand Ledge. And I think you can take that formula a long way into the playoffs, depending on the matchups.
And what I think's best with them, they have a very balanced offense.
Absolutely.
They're able to run and able to throw.
Balance is a wonderful thing. We saw Michigan State is using balance to having a very outstanding, you know, potentially outstanding college football year. I mean, that you got to have that, and that's why I think that's why I picked them to beat Holt last night.
You know, I'm not a playoff guy for college football, but I think if you took these eight teams in high school football this year and you put them together and shook them up, any one of them could on a given night be the better team. And I'm talking about Holt, Grand Ledge. I'm going to throw East Lansing in there because those two losses that they had to those two teams were very close. I also think Sexton, Mason, and St. John's, they all beat each other. A, B, B, B beat C, C beat A. You have to throw Lansing Catholic in there. And DeWitt just keeps winning by huge scores. And
well,
it's amazing.
DeWitt moves the ball around. I'm dying to see DeWitt play because when you look in their statistics, how many kids get touches,
yeah,
it's amazing how that offense, you know, how Rob does that up there and gets everybody involved. And that's how you can't lock down on anybody because someone else is going to burn you. So I think, yeah, all those teams. East Lansing's got to find a way to get some kind of consistent offense together, or it's going to be a quickie, I'm afraid. They're depending on their defense way too much in these games. Last night they got a pick six to get those 27 points. They've been relying on their defense way too much. They've been on the field too much. They got to figure out how to get this offense more fluent somewhere down the line, or else they're going to be depending on their matchup. And I hear there might be D2, so that means Lowell's out there or some team out, you know, in Grand Rapids area. So they got to get it going on here offensively. But the others, I mean, everybody's got a lot of potential there, I think.
Andrea Nelson, you've seen DeWitt more than anyone except Rob Zimmerman this year, and how would the Panthers fare against the kinds of teams you saw last night going up one grade?
I think they'd beat them by just as much as they've been beating all the other teams.
You think that DeWitt is that good?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've seen them probably too many times. And I think they've spoiled me a little bit with how good they are because last night, Sexton was undefeated. I was not impressed with them at all. And Dan Bogan, we talked to him after the game, and he said that they were just beating themselves. Maybe I just saw him on an off night or something.
Right.
But I think DeWitt could easily take either of those teams.
You know, I saw the three games in that series with St. John's beating Mason, Mason beating Sexton, Sexton beating St. John's, and they were so similar in terms of the teams committing key penalties that hurt them. And Sexton had a number of them last night that you just can't do that in a big game.
You know, and penalties, like a holding call, I call it a mini turnover.
Yep.
It's 10 yards. A turnover in high school is about 30 yards. I mean, these holding calls, they can be crucial because they can swing, you know, a big gain. All of a sudden, you're going the other direction 10 yards from a spot foul situation. It's killer. And, Sexton's had that problem. And Lansing's had that problem, and you got to avoid that because you're shooting yourself in the foot. I think some of these high school coaches should bring an official to practice. They do that in college maybe once in a while and find out who's staying within the pad line, and all the things you have to work on to avoid being ragged.
Right. Scott, have you had a chance to see DeWitt yet?
Yes.
You did.
I think,
Tom, you're the only one who hasn't had a chance to see the
Panthers. What strikes you about DeWitt, Scott?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, points. The offense that they have. It's high flying.
It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah. And I wouldn't have expected it, knowing what they lost from last year, to come back. But they're able to do it again.
You know, another thing for all of it, the weather has helped DeWitt. That's another element. If you get a really bad, muddy, which we haven't had here in mid-Michigan, which we could still have in the playoffs, it'll be interesting to see how they react in that situation.
Well, we have a great story on DeWitt and the Higbee twins, Caleb and Jacob. And Andrea, you did that story. That was one of two sets of twins in that family, right?
Yep. They have a younger set of twins that are on the JV team. So two sets of boys and then an older sister.
Well, it was a tremendous night. Not quite the end of the regular season, but getting very close. And also, hats off to Fowler. Every time you can run the table, play every team in your league. And it looks like they are in position for that. And also, some of the other teams last night that continue to win. How about Lansing Catholic?
Oh, my God. They just racked the points up. That team could go a ways.
Could scare you in
that
the playoffs.
That could be the team that we've been looking for 10 years now, going back to these 2000 Grand Ledge Comets, and maybe could win it all down at Ford Field.
Yeah. Well, the team that beats DeWitt is going to have to score some points. I guarantee you that.
You think?
I think so.